Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Rainbow. Pat, do you like soccer?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Soccer? I thought everyone from the UK likes soccer.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about football?
Wait. Now I think we're both confused.
Okay, so for British people, football is a game that involves kicking a ball with your foot.That's why we call it football. However, in US English, it's called soccer.
Oh, because they have a different sport called football, right?
Right. Since that game is mostly played by throwing and running with a ball in your hands, they call it football.
Now, that sounds like they're the ones who are confused.
Maybe a little. Anyway, yes, I do like soccer or football, and today we're going to learn something interesting about soccer balls, or as we call them, footballs, because, you know, you kick them with your feet instead of throwing them. Anyway, let's read through today's article.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about soccer balls. The question of the day is, soccer balls were all white or brown before 1970. Why did Adidas start making them black and white in 1970? A. Because people could see them better on television.B. Because players could see them better in snowy weather. C. Because the World Cup required them to be two colors. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is A. Because people could see them better on television.The soccer ball that Adidas created has 20 white hexagons and 12 black pentagons. It was created for the 1970 World Cup Finals in Mexico. This was the first time that the World Cup appeared on TV. Back then, most televisions were black and white.A ball with only one color was difficult to see on TV. Therefore, Adidas chose this design to make it easier to see on TV.
Word power!
Television, TV, television, TV.I can watch television after I finish my homework. I can watch television after I finish my homework. Snowy, snowy. The city of Chicago, U.S., is very snowy in the winter.The city of Chicago, U.S. is very snowy in the winter. Create, create. Create, created, created. The computer company created more than 500 new jobs in the city.The computer company created more than 500 new jobs in the city. Design, design. Susan liked the flower design on a purse in this store. Susan liked the flower design on a purse in this store.
Okay, so this is our June magazine's encyclopedia article, which means there's going to be a question. We lead up to the question by saying, soccer balls were all white or brown before 1970.
在这一期六月的知识库文章里面，我们看到一个问题。我们现在在一开始提到，在1970年前，所有的足球都是白色或者是咖啡色的。
And here we get to the question, why did Adidas start making them black and white in 1970?
但是有趣的是，为什么在1970年之后，足球会变成白色跟黑色的呢？
So as usual, there are three possible answers to the question. We have A, because people could see them better on television. Now to explain this, let's take a look at the noun television, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-I-O-N, television, which is our first word power word for today.So television, or as most people will say, TV, is a piece of electronic equipment shaped like a box with a screen, and on this you can watch programs, or these days watch stuff on computers as well. Here's an example sentence. I can watch television after I finish my homework. I can watch television after I finish my homework.
所以 television 就是电视机的意思。一般来说，英文我们简称 TV。例句是：我写完作业之后就可以看电视了。我写完作业之后就可以看电视了。像我们有一些人可能喜欢看一些美国很红的叫做 reality TV 实境秀。大家可能有听过一部关于美国名流的叫做 Keeping Up with the Kardashians， 中文是卡戴珊家族。所以在 Answer Choice A 里面提到说 Because people could see them better on television 的意思是因为他们可以清楚的在电视上面看到他们所以这里的 them 是指足球
Okay, so that's the answer A So what about B? It's B because players could see them, again the balls, better in snowy weatherSo we have another word power word to look at here, and it's the adjective snowy, S-N-O-W-Y, snowy. Let's check it out. So snowy means with a lot of snow. We use it to talk about the weather. It's snowy weather, it's a snowy day, and so on. It's similar to words like rainy, sunny, windy, foggy, etc. Here's an example sentence.The city of Chicago, U.S., is very snowy in the winter. The city of Chicago, U.S., is very snowy in the winter.
好，大家都知道 snow 的意思就是雪，下雪的意思。一般来说，我们在名词之后加一个 y， 就会把它变成一个形容词。所以 snowy weather 就是形容下着雪的天，或是多雪的下着雪的意思。例句是美国芝加哥在冬天的时候相当多雪。
Okay, now, we also say these balls, these ones which were black and white, were easier to see in snowy weather. The phrase snowy weather just means when it's snowing. And like I said, we could say rainy weather, when it's raining, in hot weather, when it's hot, and so on.
所以 in snowy weather 的意思就是当外面下着雪的时候我们用介系词 in 来形容这种天气如果是夏天的话呢我们可以说 in sunny weather
Okay, and back to the article and the final answer choice Is it C? Because the World Cup required them, again the balls, to be two colours Now the World Cup is a big soccer competition between countries' international soccer teams. It takes place every 4 years, and in fact, it's happening right now in Russia. And you can read about it in another article in this month's magazine.
最后我们来看一下 answer choice C. Required 的意思是要求，所以这个选项是说，因为世界杯要求他们必须有两种颜色。So Pat, is it possible that the World Cup required the balls to be two colors?
That is possible. Now here, what we mean, it's actually the people who organize the World Cup and make the rules of the World Cup. They might require something to happen. To require means to need something or need something to happen, need something to be done, and so on. Maybe you require some ingredients to make a dish. or you require certain grades to get into a good school.
Require 这个动词是形容必须做的事情，或者是一定要发生的事。比方说，你必须要有某种材料才能做出你要的料理。So, what's the right answer?
Well, we can see from the article that the soccer ball that Adidas created has 20 white hexagons and 12 black pentagons. Okay, we have a few things to look at here. The first is the use of a relative clause and the relative pronoun that. We use relative clauses to add more information to describe a noun. So, these are soccer balls. Adidas created them. So, they are soccer balls that Adidas created. It's a way to put these sentences together.
关于关系代名词的用法呢，请看今天的Magic Box.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
嘘，小声一点。现在我们正在中美洲的森林里面，传说古老的玛雅文物就在这里，只要拿到了就能够掌控世界。The treasure which we're looking for is close to here. 啊，我觉得呢，这个宝藏啊就在不远处了。那赶快去拿，为什么要这么小声呢？你不知道现在到处都是黑帮分子在找宝藏，所以呢，我们要小心一点，不能被发现呢。好啦，到这里呢应该安全了。我就是历史学家罗拉·法福特，今天呢不只要来找秘密宝藏，解开历史的真相，同时呢也要来解开关系代名词的秘密。首先，谁是关系代名词呢？这些字词有连接词的功用哦，它呢可以用来连接两个子句，同时呢它们又可以代替前面提过的名词。例如呢，我前面说的 The treasure which we're looking for is close to here.Okay, the treasure which we're looking for is close to here. 这里面的 which 呢，就是连接的 we are looking for the treasure 和 the treasure is close to here 这两个句子了。当然呢，如果代替的是物品呢，你也可以使用 that. Okay, the treasure that we're looking for is close to here. Okay, 这样子的用法呢，也是正确的。同时呢，这个字呢，它不仅仅可以连接两个子句，同时呢它也发挥了代名词的作用，代替了两个句子里面都有出现的名词 treasure. OK, which and that 就是所谓的关系代名词，用来代替物品咯。关系代名词既然是代替的名词，那它在句子里自然就可以当成主词或是受词了。今天呢就要来教大家关系代名词当受词的用法。回到呢我们要找的宝藏，根据呢博物馆的壁画，哼，我猜呢这个宝藏呢就在那个山洞里面。但是山洞前面有很多警卫在看守，该怎么办呢？啊，我知道了，I will talk to the guy. 等一下呢，我会跟那个男的说话，分散他的注意力。你呢，赶快趁这个时候偷溜进去。哎，但是呢，你在讲的是哪一个男人啊？ The guy is wearing a red shirt. OK, 那个穿着红色衬衫的男人哦。这两个句子呢，我们呢就可以使用关系代名词来让他们合在一起哦。OK, the guy who I will talk to is wearing a red shirt.The guy who I will talk to is wearing a red shirt. OK, 那个等一下呢，我要跟他讲话的男人呢，他正穿着红色的衣服。这里的 who 呢，就是关系代名词，用来代替人。那等一下拿到宝藏之后，我们要怎么逃跑呢？啊、ah, ，We will get on that car. 我们呢，等一下就坐那台车逃跑吧。但是是哪一台车呢 ？OK, the car is next to the entrance. 那台车呢，就在入口旁边。现在呢，我们有两句话，我们要怎么用关系代名词来连接两句话呢？The car which we will get on is next to the entrance. OK, 或是我们也可以说 The car that we will get on is next to the entrance. 啊，这呢就是关系代名词当受词的用法咯。准备好了，我们呢要来潜入山洞咯。
Say that Adidas created a soccer ball. What do we mean?
Well, let's take a look at the word create to explain that.Create, C-R-E-A-T-E, create is a verb, and it's our next word power word. To create means to make something new or original that did not exist before. Here's an example. The computer company created more than 500 new jobs in this city. The computer company created more than 500 new jobs in this city.
Create 这个动词的意思是创造，它的三态是 create, created, created. 例句是这家电脑公司在这座城市里面创造了超过500个新的工作机会。而有创意的形容词我们可以用 creative 这个字来形容。比方说要形容一个很有创意的人，我们会说 I love working with creative people, 把名词变成形容词。So the soccer ball that Adidas created, it has black and white pentagons on it?
That is correct, and a pentagon is a shape with 5 sides, and a hexagon has 6.
在希腊文里面呢 ,penta 的意思是五，而 gons 是角，所以 pentagons 就是五角形。另外 ,hexa 是六，所以呢我们猜猜看 ,hexagon 是什么意思呢？没错，就是六角形。
Okay, let's get back to the article. It says, it, so this new kind of ball, was created for the 1970 World Cup Finals in Mexico.Now here, finals means the final set of games. With the World Cup, every country in the world can join, and for 2 years they play games against each other. The best 32 teams get to the finals, the last set of games, and that is the big event that's on in Russia right now.
Final 这个形容词是最后的意思，不过在这里呢 ,finals 当作名词形容决赛。目前经过2年的比赛，胜出的32个国家他们在俄罗斯进行 finals。
Okay, so in the article, it says we're talking about the 1970 World Cup. This was the first time that the World Cup appeared on TV.Now that's true, I do remember there are some old pictures and old videos of earlier ones, but 1970 people could sit there and watch the whole games.
所以在文章里面提到呢1970年是第一次世界杯在电视上面被转播，所以这是一场非常慎重的比赛。
Okay, so very important, big event, people around the world watching, and next we see that back then, most televisions were black and white, okay? Now, we can use that phrase, back then, to refer to a time in the past. We already know when it was. It was 1970. So with this phrase, back then, remember to only write it or say it when the reader or the other person already knows which time you are talking about.
所以在这里呢我们可以用 back then 这个片语来形容过去某件事是在某一个时间点发生的。比方说我说 back then I had long hair. I miss my long hair. I still have long hair.
It's pretty long.
表示我们在想念当年的状况。这里的 back then 是在形容1970年的趋势。
Okay, so we've got black and white TVs, no color, and the article goes on to say,A ball with only one color was difficult to see on TV.
因为当时的电视是黑白色的，所以呢，如果球只有一个颜色的话，其实比较难辨识。
And this explains why two colors were needed. Now, as we see in the last sentence of the article, therefore, Adidas chose this design to make it easier to see on TV. So that's answer A. That was the correct one.Now, that final sentence also included our final word power word for the day. It's a noun, and it's the word design. D-E-S-I-G-N, design. Let's check it out. So a design is the way that something is made, and so that it works in a certain way, or that it has a certain appearance. It's the kind of plan you use to put it all together and what it looks like in the end. Here's an example.Susan liked the flower design on a purse in this store. Susan liked the flower design on a purse in this store.
所以在这边呢，我们讲到 design 这个字 ，design 是一个名词， 意思是设计或者是图案。例句是 Susan 喜欢这间店里一个包包的花朵设计。于是 Adidas 呢决定把足球的 design 变成双色，让观众可以更清楚地看得到。Well, that's the end of the first part of today's article,、mm-hmm. so it's time to go to today's wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so Rainbow and I are going to play blow football or blow soccer. We have a ball, we have two goals, and we have these straws. We're going to try and blow the ball into each other's goals. If we score a goal, the other person is going to make a word power word sentence. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's kick off then. down it goes. That happens a lot with blow football. Okay, so there you go. Take a word. What have we got? Create. Could you make a sentence with create?
Create. I would like to create something beautiful and original this year.
Cool. That's a great sentence. Okay, let's do one more round for the remaining ones. Okay, see if you can get your own back. Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Go. Off it goes. Try again.that does really happen a lot.
Oh no!
Scores again! It's okay. I've played a lot of this in school.
Okay,
can you take another one of these words?
I got television.
Okay, can you do a sentence?
All right. Please don't watch too much television, otherwise you might need glasses.
Okay, there we go. Well, we had a couple more words, but we're out of time. I did win the World Cup of blow football 2-0. Good on me, but that's okay because I had a lot of practice when I was younger. That's all we've got time for today. Thanks for watching, everybody, for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Rainbow.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Encyclopedia.
Soccer ball facts. Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about soccer balls. The question of the day is, soccer balls were all white or brown before 1970.Why did Adidas start making them black and white in 1970? A. Because people could see them better on television. B. Because players could see them better in snowy weather. C. Because the World Cup required them to be two colors. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is...A. Because people could see them better on television. The soccer ball that Adidas created has 20 white hexagons and 12 black pentagons. It was created for the 1970 World Cup Finals in Mexico. This was the first time that the World Cup appeared on TV.Back then, most televisions were black and white. A ball with only one color was difficult to see on TV. Therefore, Adidas chose this design to make it easier to see on TV. Television, TV, television.TV. I can watch television after I finish my homework. I can watch television after I finish my homework. Snowy. snowing. The city of Chicago, U.S., is very snowy in the winter. The city of Chicago, U.S., is very snowy in the winter. Create, 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 created, created. The computer company created more than 500 new jobs in the city. The computer company created more than 500 new jobs in the city. Design, design. Susan liked the flower design on a purse in this store. Susan liked the flower design on a purse in this store.